This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The late U.S. Senator and war hero John McCain will be buried later today at his alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy. At a private memorial Saturday in Washington's National Cathedral, Senator McCain's daughter, Megan, spoke.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold. She is resourceful and confident and secure. She meets her responsibilities. She speaks quietly because she is strong. America does not boast because she has no need to. The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
Former U.S. President George W. Bush spoke about the political battles he and Senator McCain fought when Bush was president.
In recent years, we sometimes talk of that intense period like football players remembering a big game. In the process, rivalry melted away. In the end, I got to enjoy one of life's great gifts, the friendship of John McCain, and I'll miss him.
Former President Barack Obama also spoke, denouncing the current state of U.S. politics.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that. He called on us to be better than that.
Presidents Obama and Bush were invited to remember their friend at the service, which McCain planned as he battled brain cancer. McCain lost the Republican presidential nomination to Bush in the year 2000 and the presidential election to Obama in 2008. McCain died a week ago, 81 years old, from brain cancer. This is VOA News. The longest-serving NATO commander in Afghanistan is stepping down. That'll happen later today, prior to his confirmation in 2016. U.S. General John Nicholson told Congress the campaign in Afghanistan has largely defined his service. VOA's Carla Babb reporting.
The fight for Afghanistan remains intense, with both the Taliban and Afghan security forces taking heavy casualties. As U.S. General John Nicholson relinquishes command of American and international forces, experts say they've seen no progress for either side. Under a new commander-in-chief, Nicholson pushed for a new strategy backed by an international troop increase, citing a shortfall of a few thousand. He said the additional troops would help put Afghan forces on the offensive through increasing Afghan air power and doubling the number of Afghan special forces within 4 years. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
And before stepping down, Nicholson said Russia's not giving up on its efforts to destabilize Afghanistan and drive divisions between the United States and its coalition partners. President Trump says there is no need to keep Canada and the North American Free Trade Agreement and warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations or he would terminate the trade pact altogether. The president says he always has stood tough on trade negotiations because other countries have taken advantage of the U.S.
China's ripping us off. Japan's ripping us off. Mexico's ripping us off. Canada's ripping us off. The whole world is ripping us off. There's nobody that's not ripping us off.
U.S. lawmakers have warned a deal with Mexico could struggle to win approval from Congress unless Canada is included. Dutch authorities drawing some conclusions about the stabbing of a pair of Americans in Amsterdam. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Amsterdam City Hall says the suspect in this double stabbing of two American tourists in the Dutch capital had a terrorist motive. They've identified the suspect only as Jawad S., a 19-year-old Afghan citizen. Police shot and wounded the suspect after he allegedly carried out the attack at Amsterdam's main railway station. The Americans are recovering in a hospital. Their identities have not been released. The suspect is also hospitalized. Dutch officials say the suspect holds a German residency permit, and investigators in Germany have searched his home and seized data storage devices. I'm Ben Thomas.
Brazil's electoral court has ruled that former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will not be allowed to run in this year's presidential campaign. Brazilian law prohibits a candidate from running for office for 8 years after a criminal conviction. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.